Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning.
Loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy. keep on being faithful. You're faithful towards me. I'm never in need because you're providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me.
Won't you give it all over? withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Hallelujah.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Good morning. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining into the prayer line this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. God is certainly good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And we bless the name of Jesus today, because had it not been for his goodness, where would we be? Thank him for waking us up this morning, that we can see this beautiful day that God has given unto us. And some of us are celebrating. Some of us getting ready to go to bed. Praise God for you as well as you're listening to this prayer line. So God bless you so much. And thank you again for joining in. Hallelujah. Because this today indeed is another great day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. I'm certainly rejoicing. I'm blessing God on this morning for all that he has done. We just thank God for him. Thank God for you. Thank God for the strength. Thank God for the opportunity to grace this day. And we bless God for it. We're going to go into our morning devotion. I'd like to begin with Psalm 34. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reading from the King James Version. Bless the name of Jesus. I'll be reading from verses 1 through 8. And if you have a prayer request, please put in the chat before I go into prayer. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, God, because indeed you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And we magnify the name of Jesus on today. Psalm 34, reading from the King James Version. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked on him and they lightened and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. I'm going to continue reading the verses down to verse 22. But I want to read verse 8 again. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desired life and loveth many days? Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Magnify your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Praise the name of Jesus. This is really a powerful psalm on today, a psalm of David, as he encouraged us today that we should continue to praise God, continue to bless him every chance we get, and allow his praises, allow, you know, what he does for us to continue to be on our lips. Continue to have worship to his name as we get up every morning. Let's give God glory, honor, and praise for all that he has done. David said he blessed him at all times because he know what God has done for him. He know what God has done for him. And I know personally for myself, I know what God has done for me. And I'm sure all of us who are listening on this line, God has done something great for you. So yes, he does deserve our praises. He does deserve the honor. He does deserve our worship. Because he said, if we don't worship him, the rocks will cry out. Because he indeed is wonderful. He is marvelous. You know, and, you know, when David said, let his praise continue to be in my mouth. My soul boasts in him. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He said, those would have humility, we hear, and we are glad about it. We are glad about what he has done. Hallelujah. And he said to magnify him. Yes, magnify him. Magnify the Lord with him. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us blast his name on high. Exalt his name on high. Because his name is excellent. And he is faithful. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. He is faithful. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies are new every single morning. It's fresh.
He never goes back on his promises. He's always there. Even in the midnight hour, whatever time we cry out to him and call his name, he's listening. And he's seeking for us to have a contrite heart when we talk to him. Because a lot of times we may be praying, but sometimes we're praying amiss because our heart is not in the right place. When we come to the Lord, we have to have a repentant spirit. We have to ask him for forgiveness before we start pouring out what we need. Because God only connects to a heart that is clean, a heart that is clear, a heart that is loving, a heart that does what he asks. God desires us to have a life that is in worship and adoration to him. And even though we want free from sin, yes, but even though we die daily, but we should, each time we pray, ask God to forgive us of our sins, known and unknown. But we are to strive for perfection, but of course, you know, we'll never be perfect. But he always want our heart to love him. And when we love God, worship him in spirit and in truth, we will exert that same love to others. And on top of that, loving others, we will love ourselves in the process. Because the Bible says, you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So we got to love ourselves in the process. And many people, as I, you know, listen to the news and I watch different channels, YouTube channels, and listen to different things that go on and read the news, there's so much people taking out other people's lives for all kind of weird reasons. Whatever the reasons are, nobody deserves their lives to be taken. Whatever the reasons, people, it seems like more and more people, instead of love, they are more in agony with themselves. They're not peace within themselves. You have to ask the Lord for peace. Ask the Lord for calmness. Ask the Lord to touch your mind. Ask the Lord to take away rejection, feelings of rejection. Yes, there's sometimes families, we're around families and they allow us to feel rejected. Oh, yes, I've been there. You know, but ask the Lord to deliver you and help you to deal with the rejection. Because a lot of times young men are growing up, they can't handle rejection. They can't handle when a young woman tells them, no, I don't want to be with you. No, I don't want to talk to you. No, I don't want to listen to you. No, I'm done with you. And because they tell them no, and because they cannot handle someone telling them no, they decide that you don't need to live. How dare you? Who are you? So a lot of these people, they don't know who Jesus is. And I'm learning they're people of the cloth, unfortunately. Leaders, spiritual leaders, should be leading the people to see Jesus Christ, but they're committing crimes as well. So it makes you wonder, were these people called for ministry? Because when you're truly called for ministry, you have a heart and a compassion for the people. You are not going to hurt them in any shape or form. You're not going to steal from them. You're not going to do things outside of the realm of the spirit. Huh, Jesus. You're not going to abuse them, whether it's in their mind, physically, mental. You're not going to do it if indeed that the Lord calls you to teach and preach the gospel. And indeed, your heart is sold out to the Lord. You're not going to hurt any one of the children that he put you to lead them. And it's unfortunate that so many spiritual leaders, it's unfortunate that are up for doing things unseemly, committing murders, adultery, robbing the people. I'm going to be real here. Destroying their spouses when they're caught. Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. And there are many behind bars right now. Lord Jesus, doing all kind of foul things. And they call themselves spiritual leaders. But we got to be careful as spiritual leaders. That God is going to hold us accountable for all that we have done to the flock. He's going to hold us accountable. We got to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We got to redeem the time because we know that there's evil on the land. But if we are called to lead, we are to lead as is fitting to the Lord. We are to lead in steering people to having a love for Jesus. We are to steer people to worship. Just like David reminds us this morning to bless God, to honor him, to lift him up. You know, and verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So you can imagine if you really actually tasted of the goodness of Jesus. We would not be doing the foul things that we do to people. Whether we're a spiritual leader, whether we're a lay person, because we claim that we are Christians, we are born again believers. And some of us do foul things as well to others. We look down on others. We treat them with contempt. We feel that they're not in our status. We feel that they are beneath us. So who are we? And I ask the question today, who are you? Because when Jesus was on earth, he walked among men. He met people where they are. He didn't look down on anybody. Whether you are a prostitute, whether you had many husbands, whether you're a tax collector, you stole the money from the people, whether you are murder, whatever it is, whoever it is, he met you where you are and he gave you the living water that you will never sin again, that your life will be transformed. And he gave you his love. He let you know, I'm not going to judge you, but go your way and sin no more. That's what he did with the woman that was caught in adultery. She couldn't be in adultery by herself. They were ready to stone her. And he came in the midst. And he said, he who had no sin cast the first stone. Oh, Jesus. And everybody dropped their stone. Nobody had. They could not do anything because everybody was guilty of something. And they dropped the stones and walked away. And Jesus said to the woman, go your way and sin no more. Look at the compassion he gave to that woman when everybody was ready to stone her. So that's the kind of compassion We ought to show to others whether people smell good or look good. You can't assume you know everybody. Don't just pass the beggar on the street. If you don't have nothing to give him, give him a word. Say, God bless you. You can't give him food or give him a few change if that's what he asks for. Sometimes I used to give them change. If I can buy them something, I buy them something. And sometimes I may still give a little here and there, but I do my support in other ways. But I sometimes stop and I would talk to them, especially when I see them more than once and twice or even three times. I will ask them, why are you here? What's going on? I've been seeing you here all the time. What happened to you? Oh, bless the Lord. If the Lord lead me, I take him to the store and I give him something to eat. And if the Lord lead me to give them an extra dollars, I will do that. But God, they're out there. People, they're everywhere. They're in every community. Some of them have struggled with mental illness. Some of them have lost their jobs and therefore lost their homes. They lost their families. Some of them, you know, they were dealing with depression. You never know what people are going through on the street. That's why we as children of God should not look down on them, but love on them. Because when you do that, you are doing something powerful. And if you have nothing to give them, say, God bless you. And share a word with them and put your hand and pray over them, and that God will open up the door for them. You know, but don't just pass and make up your face. And I've seen it. I've seen people pass them by. I've stood there at times and watched people. Some people I know, I've seen them in churches. And they make up their faces and pass them as if they're beneath them. We got to be so careful as women and men of God. It's because of God's mercies where we are not consumed, where we are not in that place where they are. It's because of the mercies of God. And if you have truly tasted of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done in your life, you will not look down on anyone. Doesn't matter who they are. Because God loves us all. And he's the reason why we live. He's the reason why we move and we have our being. So we got to be respectful and show love in thought, in word, and deed. Because the more we do it, and don't look for anything in return, because know that God will bless you. He will bless you. You don't have to worry about anything. God will bless you in ways that you will never even think of. So I encourage you today, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I encourage you today to allow God to be the source of your strength, the source of your life, the source of your very existence here. Do what's pleasing to him. Your life will change. Your life will have meaning. Your life will shine. And the good that we do will follow us through all our generations, even when we're dead and gone, and our offsprings, if we have children or grandchildren or nieces, nephews, whatever it is, foster children, whatever you have, adopted children, whatever it is. All the good that you do will follow that generation. Every good that you do will follow generation after generation after generation, because the Lord never forgets. Never forgets. He never forgets. And also remember, the evil you do will follow the generation as well. So we just got to be careful, brothers and sisters, leaders of the gospel. Let's do right. Let's teach people to praise and worship and honor the King of Kings. Let's, if we can have the opportunity to feed them and clothe them, do it. Because you're doing it in honor of God. You're doing it in honor of His Son, Jesus Christ. And you're doing it in honor of the Holy Spirit. So I thank God today, and I bless the Lord for every one of you that are listening, that are part of this line this morning. Thank God for you, and I bless the Lord that your life will continue to shine, your life continue to grow in grace, grow in the power and the anointing of God. Be obedient to the word of God. As I've been doing a series, I'm in part 6, I'm up to part 7 now. And the title is Obedience, the Key to Abundant Living. You know, the more we're obedient to God, there's more great things happen for us. And I'm using the example of Abraham, who followed God with blind faith. He just followed him wherever the Lord led him. He went. And I'm just thankful. You know, I had to learn to walk in obedience, because I found that being obedient to the Lord is something powerful. And great things happen when we're obedient to the Lord. And once we walk in that and we flow in that, our lives will be great. Our lives will be wonderful. And even when we come upon challenges, you know, God is there, the anchor that keeps our soul. We got someone we can rest on and rest in. We bless God today. And you know, when we're disobedient, there are always consequences to our actions. So we just want to grow and continue to allow the Lord to use us. Continue to help us to strive for excellence in Him. And I praise God for those who have joined the prayer room this morning. God bless you, Vivi and Fireman. Praise God. Prophet Richard, God bless you. Yumi Radio, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining this line this morning, and pray that God will do something supernatural in your lives today, that your lives will transform, that you will be a blessing to others. Whether you have a whole lot or not, words are powerful as well. Your words can do great things for someone. When you pass them, say, God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for everyone today. And as you go on a prayer, put your request in the chat. And as I pray, I will ask God to intervene on your behalf as we bless God on today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Yes. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Most High. Yes. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus on today, God. We glorify your name, Jesus. We lift up your name. We praise your name. Lord God, our praises continue. Be in our mouth to bless your name and to glorify you. And to thank you, God, for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you, God, for what you have done already, God. What you're doing now, Jesus. And what you're about to do. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for strength. Thank you for uplifting of spirit. Thank you for peace, which passes understanding. Thank you for your love, which was shed abroad for many when you went on that cross and you died and you rose again. We symbolized that on last week. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for being resurrected from the dead. And your resurrection bring life and bring hope for all of us, Jesus. So when we rest in you, when we give our lives to you and commit our spirit to you and commit our lives and ask for forgiveness, and you cleanse us from our sins, Lord Jesus, and walk in your spirit and walk in what you desire us to do, Lord Jesus, we have the hope of eternal life one day. And God, we thank you for that hope. We thank you, Jesus, that when we live our lives pleasing to you, God, when we leave this world, we can find ourselves, our soul resting in the bosom of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, resting in the arms of you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, I remember the rich man Hallelujah. When Lazarus was there, a beggar named Lazarus was sitting at his gate, and he would get the crumbs from the king's table, from the rich man's table. And it so happened that he died, and he rested in the bosom of Abraham. And then the rich man died, and he ended up in hell. And somehow he got a glimpse to see Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he was asking that he dip his hand or finger in water to put it on his tongue, because he's in hell and he's burning up and he's thirsty. And he said, there's a gulf. There's no way we can get anything to you, and neither you can come up here. Then he asked, can you send someone to tell my brethren to not come to this place, to live a life for Jesus? Then he said, even the prophets, they're not going to listen to them. Because a lot of times people who have money don't think they need Jesus Christ. A lot of times many people worship their money instead of worshiping God, the one who helped them to make the money. When they have the money, their money pack up their head to the point where they forget who helped them, who give them life to even enjoy the money. Some of them feel they don't need God anymore. But Lord Jesus, today, we pray for those who need salvation, we don't want those to end up like the rich man in hell and begging for Lazarus to tip his finger in water to quench his thirst. I don't know how he's going to, little tip of water is going to do that, because hell is eternity. Lord Jesus, many people don't believe it exists, but it does. And there are people who have died and have ended up in hell and they got the chance to come back and redeem themselves. Many people have flatlined. They've come back and shared the story of what happened to them. And they were given second chances. There are many people who did not believe in Jesus Christ, and they flatlined. And they begged to come back to make their lives different. And many of them have changed their lives because of those experiences. But God, many don't get that chance to do that. But we pray, Jesus Christ, that many will come to acknowledge Jesus, acknowledge you as Savior and Lord in their lives, God. We got to understand, Lord, we can't live without you. You are the source of our strength, Lord Jesus. Continue to help us. Continue to guide us. Continue to keep us, Lord God. In a world that it seems like they're more void of you, they want to wipe you out in every place properly. But God, we know that it can happen no matter how much they try, because there are people underground who are still worshiping you. There are people, they are told to denounce you, and they go to prison for years, still proclaiming the name of Jesus. There are places that the Bible is shunned. But if they get a leaf from the scripture, they memorize it. and they have it on their hearts, and they repeat the words that they memorize. They're in so much conflict, so much different things that's happening. Some of these countries around the world, they don't want Jesus Christ to be proclaimed. But in spite of it all, God, many have not given up their faith, no matter what's going on. Lord Jesus, many of them hold on. And we pray, Jesus, that more will flow in you and continue to worship at your feet. Lord Jesus, many are sick in their mind, sick in their body, sick in their spirit. We ask you, God, for healing, healing from their head right down to their feet, every organ, every part that needs healing today. Those who struggle with cancer diseases, all kind of cancerous diseases, we pray for them today. Oh, Spirit of God, those are battling depression today, Jesus. We pray, God, that you will touch them, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch their thought patterns, God. People are giving up hope. Life has become too much. Life has become unbearable for some. They're giving up. People are giving up. They're quitting. They just can't take it anymore, God. But Lord Jesus, intervene on their behalf. Let them not give up the fight. You never said life was going to be a bed of roses. Even when we surrender our lives to you, you never said it was going to be easy. Anything that comes easy is not always good. But some things we got to really strive for, something we got to push for, something we got to press for. And we'll appreciate it more when we have to press hard and work hard and do what we do to get. It will appreciate it more, and we'll be more thankful. Lord Jesus, we see having the easy road where we end up. Some people want quick fixes to their lives, but it don't work like that. Some people grow up with a sense of entitlement, and they think everything should rise and fall at their feet because they were raised up to think everything must come to them. But God, not so. Because Jesus is the perfect example. Jesus was all powerful. He didn't have to go through what he went through, but he did it. It's a choice he made because the world needed redemption. And when his father asked him to go and redeem the world, he said, yes, Dad. And he knew what he was going to be up against. He knew the pain. He knew everything before he even started the journey, before he was born of a Virgin Mary. He knew what was going to happen. But he went through it to show us that life may have ups and downs, but we continue on the path to do the right thing. God will bless. God will work things out. And we continue to flow in the timing of God. Allow God to work his work within us, Lord Jesus. Oh God, as I'm teaching Abraham's story and realize everything that you do is done in timing. Even Sarah getting pregnant, that was a timing situation. Timing from Isaac to the birth of Jesus Christ. Everything is about timing, God. And we got to understand that as we're waiting on you, Jesus, you are preparing us, God, to receive what we desire in our hearts, God. You're preparing us. Because some of us need to change before we can get what we ask. Lord Jesus. Some of us are asking to be financially secure, Lord God. But we have to have a mindset to know how to handle finances. What little bit before we get a whole lot. Because if we don't know how to handle it, Jesus, when we get it, we blow it in a few months or years. Some of us are seeking husbands and seeking wives. But Lord Jesus, we have to prepare ourselves, get ourselves together, have ourselves in that mind frame, that mindset. Build up ourselves, our self-esteem for men and women. We have to be secure in who we are. We can't be getting there. We have to be there before we bring somebody into our lives. We have to be content in who we are, Jesus. Whatever state we're in, we got to be content. As Paul said, knowing how to abound and knowing how to abase according to Philippians chapter 4. We got to be content. Verse 12, we got to be content, Lord Jesus. We got to understand that our lives have to be in unison with you for things to happen for us. We can't be melancholy, Jesus. We can't be all over the place. We got to be stable in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits. We got to be at a place when you're ready to bless us with that wife or ready to bless us with that husband, God. We have the men with the jobs, because we are the providers. Men are the providers, God. Lord Jesus. They're not going to depend on a woman to take care of him. That is not a real man. A real man takes care of his home. A real man takes on a wife. A real man does not live with a woman without marriage. And living off of her, living in her home. A real man has his own place. Already set himself up. He has a job, he has a career, he finds himself continue to do. He doesn't use women. A real man. A real man is a husband and a father to his children, a husband to his wife. Not living together. Not having a bunch of baby mamas. Those are not real men. But Lord God, the men that even though they go through that, they take the responsibility of taking care of the children which they have fathered and not leave them to pasture and have the woman doing all the, doing everything. But we pray for their selfishness today, Jesus. That you would change their hearts and change their minds and change their spirit. That they would do the right thing. Raise up great men of valor. Raise up men that desire to be husbands. Lord Jesus. Raise up real women that desire to be wives, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, Lord Jesus, touch us, God. give us good self-esteem, love and dignity for ourselves, respect ourselves. You made us so beautifully. And we pray today, Jesus, that you would transform lives. You transform hearts. And help us, God, to look to the hills for when it's coming our help, because our help coming from you. And we praise your name today. And Psalm 34, I will bless you at all times, Jesus. Your praise shall continue to be in our mouths. Pray for the team of Women, Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, the team behind the scenes that helped to put these great programs out into the highways and the byways. We pray that you sustain their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, we pray as this ministry will be celebrating 18 years of empowering minds for success in your kingdom. Lord Jesus, we'll be celebrating on June 28 and June 29 of 2024. So a few months away, Jesus. We're in the month of April now, so it's time is moving fast. And God, as we're out there in that park on the 29th, God, the era where we are going to be, Jesus, we're praying for it right now. And I will most definitely go there before the time to walk around that park. Because there's been so much bloodshed in those buildings, in those areas, right there on those corners there on the pavement. So much bloodshed of young people dying. But we pray in the name of Jesus that this prayer go forth in that park, Lord Jesus, in that little area among those buildings, about four or five buildings there, Lord God. And we pray, Lord Jesus, as the word go forth, as the testimonies go forth, Lord Jesus, that you will do a work in people's lives, even right now, God. Do a work in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, do a work right now, God. Thank you for them saying yes. Because God, little town of Mount Vernon, there's so many things happening. So many things happening, God. We pray that you will intervene on behalf of your people. Every island represented on this line, every country represented on this line. God, do a work, God. Intervene, Jesus. Intervene in our cities, our towns, our states, our countries, the bush, the village, cave, wherever we are, whatever we call home, mountains, valleys, streams, wherever we call home, Jesus, underground, wherever it is, God, little shack, wherever we are, schoolroom, whatever it is, Jesus, if that's what we call home, intervene, God, intervene on our behalf today. Send your word. Send your Holy Spirit to move in our towns, move everywhere, move in areas to touch them, God. Touch your people, Jesus. Touch your people. Even go into the prison system, God. Many of them are there for things they have not done. Lord Jesus, open up the door, Lord God. They will be set free. Those are rehabilitation centers, those in hospitals, nursing homes. Touch them, God. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them, God. Touch them. The other than this morning, God, touch them, Father. Touch them, Jesus. They need a touch. And your angels in these hospital rooms, in these nursing homes, Jesus, rehabilitation centers, God, and heal, God. Send your angel, your healing angels, to touch them, Father. Help them, God, we pray. Pray for Minnie Cooper this morning from the center. Touch her where she is, God, in the name of Jesus. Joan, deliver her, God, from sleep apnea. Anybody that's struggling with sleep apnea today, God, people are struggling with sleeping disorders. Touch them, God, we pray. Oh, Spirit of God, anoint them, Jesus. Help them, Father. Help them, God. Help them. Oh, Spirit of God. Pray for salvation for our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, Jesus. Pray for salvation. Cousins. Pray for salvation for them, Jesus. Pray that they will surrender their lives to you, God. And they will walk in faith and walk in victory in your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we go through this day, thank you for your protection. Thank you for strength today. And those who are on this line who are about to go to sleep. There are people who are going to be sleeping at this hour. We pray for them. Those are in the noonday or the afternoon or the evening, Lord Jesus, we pray for them as well. As they wind up the day, be with them, Lord Jesus. As we start our day, we pray that you will touch them. And those who are sleeping right now, God, pray that you will cover them, Lord Jesus. Protect them, Lord God, from harm and danger. Let their sleep be sweet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In my police, our law enforcement, our fire people, touch them, God. Anoint them, Father. Protect them. Let them do the right thing for the citizens who they are. They desire to serve, Lord Jesus. They affirm that they're going to serve the community, but let them do it without prejudice, God. Save people based on race. Fire man has confessed what he did when he was, before he retired. He never forgot the baby that he left behind because the baby was of a different race. Didn't he and for years until he retired and he had to confess what he did. So I didn't realize that fire do foolishness, but firemen do the same thing. And I wasn't aware of that until I heard that testimony. And I'm like, wow, God. When we affirm to save lives, we are doctors. And many things are botched up in hospitals and they put it under the rug. There are nurses that do things that's foul. Doctors do the same. We are here to help. We affirm, we took an affirmation to help others. We have given the gift to help others. So why are we destroying lives instead of saving them? If it's in our ability to do so, God, we ought to do that. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will touch their mindsets, God. that evil will not abound in their hearts, Lord Jesus, that they will look beyond race and look beyond economic status. Do what you call them to do. And do what they are. Do according to your purpose, according to your will. Because God, you're going to hold us all accountable for the things we did and did not do, the things we were supposed to do and didn't do it. You're going to hold us all accountable. We all got to give account for what we do in our lives. We pray, Jesus Christ, that you will intervene on behalf of your people. And we pray the love will abound. Love will abound in our family, in our community. Lord Jesus, peace in our families, peace in our community, and peace in our world. Thank you, God, for all things. Thank you for what you've done already, what you're doing now, God, and what you're about to do. Thank you for finances. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for good jobs. And thank you, Lord God, for increase in every area of our lives and in our bodies being well. Thank you, Jesus. And let us not forget to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. As we separate from this line, Lord God, we'll never separate from your presence. Be with us throughout this day. Order our footsteps in you. Continue to lead and guide us. As you say, thanks, name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in to the prayer line this morning. And we pray that God's hand will continue to be upon you. May you continue to shine. May you continue to glow. May you continue to grow in his wonderful grace. And may he continue to embrace you. And may he continue to give you many blessings and increase in your life. Everything you touch, everything you put your mind to, it will work. I decree and declare it over your life that you will walk victoriously. Because you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So God bless you. Know that I love you and Jesus loves you more. Have a great day and a great week until we meet again. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith Live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services. And Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line. Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of Kingdom Advocates, empowering people for success in the Kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077, Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support at wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.